get started early tonight because there are some things that I do want to, as Almighty Yahweh has parted into my heart, things that I do want to speak on that it may be edifying to the body. And we understand that death of Mother Smith, but we give Father thanks for all things. We bless him. For he knows how to do all things well. And I trust him for that. I believe him. And he knew exactly how to perform all things. And he knows how to. And so I thank him for that. Mother Smith, she has no more worries or pains, that's for sure. I know because the way we've been tempered, we don't like to discuss things of that nature, but it's just a fact. She's gone. She's not coming back in this natural realm again. No. That we can forget. So we look forward to the glorious kingdom manifestation. And so even in that, I shout the victory. I bless him for that. And I do thank him. He must realize that. And know that he is in control of all things. For some reason we think that we have the power to chart our destiny. We don't have that. And what this ought to do to every last one of us. I tell you what it ought to do. It ought to make you begin to search your heart for the leaven and sin. And the corruption that keeps you from the presence of the Father. And that sin that so easily beset you or besiege you. So that is what it ought to do. It ought to make you begin to search your hearts. To make sure you're ready. When he comes. That's what it does for me. And I trust him for that. I bless the Father. I truly do. I'm saddened, but I'm not sad. I shed a few tears, but I just rejoice in that. Now, I do sense that because of Sister Roberts, she's been part of me, my wife, but still, that has nothing to do with it. She was a mother. She was a mother to us all. She was either sister, she wasn't. You know, Sister Roberts said something to me. She said, you know, one day she went to bathe her. You talk too much, preacher. That's all right. That's our problem. We're just not honest enough. And she says she went to bathe her one day. And Sister Deborah was bathing her. And she said, I got a little jealous because of that. I said, for what? I said, I wouldn't have got jealous. Not me. Now we sit there as though you don't even understand that. I understand that. But I wouldn't get jealous of that. Not me. I wouldn't. Because she wanted to do the daughterly thing to her mother. Well, she was just a mother to Sister Deborah. She was to her. What's wrong with her doing it? It was just as right for her to do it. That. Huh? This is a generation that is filled with hypocrisy and sin. It is so corrupt that Almighty Yahweh cannot impart anything that is pure into this vile, adulterous, and sinful generation, the mind of it. It's a very adamant mindset. This one that will not deal with their own sins and the things that literally corrupt them. We're not that generation that is willing to deal with that. And so this is a generation that looks at others and perceive that they are the ones that are in that gall of bitterness and sin. And they never can see the sins of their own hearts. This is a very corrupt, vile generation. And I can see why Almighty Yahweh is going to tear this thing to hell. He's going to literally have to take it down to the belly of hell to find anything that is pure. And so we sense a fiery trial that's coming on. Sure you do. I bless the Father for it. And it's going to prove because the fire is to purge out the dross. And the sin and the corruption, the vile things and the corrupt things. So that's what the fire is for. We don't like the fire. We like things that are very comforting to our flesh. I pray that Almighty Yahweh take me out if I ever go to that kind of preaching. Because I don't want to do that. Now I don't want to continue the word of faith tonight. I want to read something from the scripture. I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 4. That's what the scripture says. It says, and to love Almighty Yahweh with all thy heart, soul, all thy mind, and all thy strength. That's what the scripture says. It means that. There's nowhere in scripture whereby the Son denied the Father, nor did the apostles. I want to read some things tonight that you may understand with clarity, even as we talk about the tetragrammaton, the YHWH. You must understand that these epistles that were written by Paul, John, and Peter, they were written to saints that knew the Father. And I will show you without a shadow of a doubt that they knew the Father. They were written some 20 years after Yahshua had died and resurrected, and they began to write letters. And I want to even show you what he even said. Now, I know what that text says. Now, I'm going to replace Lord and God out of your text with Yahweh and Yahshua in the proper text. I'm not going to continue to say, well, it says this in your Bible. I will tell you what it says. I want to go to Matthew's chapter 4 and then Psalms 91. Turn to both of those quickly. Just hold Matthew's 4 and Psalms 91. The scripture says in Matthew's chapter 4 verse 1. It says, then was Yahshua led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards anhungered. And the scripture says, and when the tempter came unto him, he said unto him, now, this is what he said. I know what he says in that text. It says in that text, if thou be the Son of God, that's what it says. But the true rendition, if thou be the Son of Yahweh, command that these stones be made bread. And Yahshua answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh. That's what he said. And the devil taketh him up into a holy city, and he setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. And he said unto him, if thou be the Son, now, I don't believe he said the Son of God, Satan knew Yahweh. He said, if thou be the Son of Yahweh, he was the cherubim of heaven, he was the covering of the Father. You cannot denounce the Father nor the Son. And I will show you in Scripture. It's one thing about our doctrine, beliefs, and things we've been brought up in. There's a lot of trash that we're going to have to abandon. Because it is our tradition that make void the word of Yahweh. The scripture said, and he taken them up into the holy city, and he set them on a pinnacle of the temple. Now I want you to hear this in Matthew 4 and 6. And he said unto him, if thou be the Son of Yahweh. I know what it says in that text. Cast thyself down. Now Yahshua said it is written. And look at what he says. He said, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in thine hand they shall bear thee up. He said, any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. So he tried to use the same subtlety with Yahshua as he did with Adam and Eve. How is that? Now go to Psalms 91 and verse 11. I want to begin reading. He knew what he was saying in scripture wise because he did quote part of the scripture. But there's a dynamics to this scripture that he omitted and he did not quote. Psalms 91 verse 11. He did quote it. For he shall give his angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. True. Now there's more to that. And there's a strength and there is an anointing that a man must walk in to receive this divine protection from Almighty Yahweh. He said, thou shalt tread upon the lion and antler, and the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Why? Because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. For what reason? Because he has known my name. Because Yahshua knew the Father's name. And Satan knew that he came in the power of the Father's name. And because of that, he said, now if you dash thy foot against a stone, he shall bear thee up. Now if you come in that name, if you dash thy foot, then only he is able to bear thee up. And he has a name. And the Son came in the power and the authority of the Father's name. Nor did Paul denounce the name of the Father as Yahweh and Father, nor did Yahshua. And I will read a preponderance of evidence in Scripture where they never, in every epistle, they acknowledged that except one. And that was the second letter of John to Gesia, because he acknowledged it in the first one. I will show you what I'm driving toward. I want to read this, 1 John chapter 5, verse 6. It's one thing about truth. You know, saints, may I say this? How do you prove that he is Almighty Yahweh? Or Yahshua liveth in you? How do you prove that? Do you prove that to the world? There's only one way you're going to prove it, saints. And I tell you how you prove it. There's only one way. Is that you present your body unto him as a living sacrifice. He said, prove me here with an offering. And see if I will not open up the windows of heaven unto you. And pour out a blessing that there should not be room for you even enough to contain. And so we present our body because we trust in the power of this truth that was revealed through that person of Yahshua, the Lamb of Almighty Yahweh. I want to read. It's one thing about truth that it takes faith to simply believe it. You can disprove whatever you want to. That does not negate truth. What is the truth? Well, the Father has a name and the Son came in that name. And he not only called him Father, but he called him Yahweh. I don't believe that. I will show you in Scripture that he did that. I was discussing that with Brother Ray this morning. He said, you know, Pastor Roberts, a simple scenario is this. He said, my name is Ray Sr. and my son's name is Ray Jr. And if someone asked him, who is your father? He would say, my dad's name is Ray Sr. Because father is not his name. His name is Ray. And any son with his father, there are sons and fathers that he would say are Ray Sr. And I'm Ray Jr. That is not a degradation to the father, nor a disregard or a disrespect to the father, not one bit at all. It is a great honor, not one bit. Now I want to read this in 1 John chapter 5. It says this. I want us to understand this. John says in 1 John chapter 5 verse 6, this is he that came by water and blood, even Yahshua Messiah, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three, now listen to this closely. There are three that bear record or testimony in heaven. Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. I know what it says. And these three are one. Their witness is the same. There is no variance in their witness or the truth of these three, because it is one testimony. One. And he said, and these three bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. You're sure? If we receive the witness of men, The witness of Yahweh is greater. For this is the witness of Yahweh. Now that is what it says. It says the witness of God. But it says the witness of Yahweh is greater, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth, listen. If a man believeth on the Son of Yahweh, it says the Son of God. But if a man believeth on the Son of Yahweh, what a man believes that? Hath the witness in himself. That he believeth not Yahweh, hath made him a liar. Because he believeth not the record that Yahweh gave of his Son. Now the record came from the Father of his Son. He said, if I bear witness of myself, then my witness it has no validity or no authority at all. And it was Yahweh that bare witness of the Son. And his word is truth. And it was written in the old text of this great Messiah that would come. It is one thing that Satan, even he quoted from, what amazing, because he quoted from Psalms. And why Psalms? Because if you literally read Psalms, you will see where David exalts the name of Yahweh the Father. And he extolled this great prophecy that shall come to pass. This one shall come in the might and the power of Almighty Yahweh. Don't say, my friends, we have walked around here even before we realized or began to use the name Yahweh or Yahshua. You never said, Yahshua bless you. You would always say, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Don't tell me you said, Yahshua bless you, or Jesus bless you. You said, God bless you. And so I say, Yahweh bless you. You never use that expression. And most of the times, you hardly even use the name Jesus. It was always God or Lords. And these are titles. Now, you can define them in any way you want to. They do have definitions, all right? It is one thing, as I said to the saints in Kenya, that's your problem. You have a time for the Africans and the Kenyans, and then you have one for the British. That doesn't work that way. There's a defined definition for words, and we understand that. And the word God, you can say that it is the God that we know. What about the Hindu or the Buddhist? They spell it with the same capital letters. What about Allah Akbar? God is great. They say the same thing that we say. It is because, as Yahshua said, it is your traditions that make void the word of Yahweh. That is what he said. It is our traditions that are making void the word of Almighty Yahweh. And we were not willing to stand on the simplicity of his truth. What? If we wrestle with his name, what else would you not wrestle with? I talked to Pastor Graham, and he said to me, Pastor Roberts, can I ask you a question? Sure. Did the people have any problem when you began to extol the name of Yahshua, Yahweh? I said, sure they did. He said, I want to tell you with all honesty. He said, not one of the saints should rebel or recoil or had anything or any problem in their mind or their spirit. Now, what is that? Do you believe he preached the truth when he came here? I believe he preached the truth. I don't think he's a false brother. I think he's a real brother and a sincere brother. He says in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 11, the last one. He said that this is the record. That Yahweh have given to us eternal life. He said this. Now you hear this. This is the record that God, is what it says, has given unto his eternal life. And the life is in his Son. That was the power of the witness in his Son. That the Father sent this, he sent this profound testimony in the body of flesh to give us a light to the knowledge of the kingdom power, that we may know the Father, not only as Father, but we may know our Father. And his name is Yahweh. And his Son came in the power and the anointing and in the spirit of truth of his Father's name. And I'm not going to reject that. I'm not going to resist that. Now, I want to show you where Paul and all the apostles, they always extol the Father and the Son. Nowhere they didn't. Not one epistles. And if you truly read down through the epistles, you will see how, even in great details. Because they knew Yahweh, and they knew that Yahshua was this Messiah that the prophets had written about. And those people that they were writing to, they were saints, and they knew. They knew. They did. Now I say to all you brothers and sisters, don't be stubborn in your spirit. That's our problem, because we began to shut our minds and our hearts. Because it's not what you perceive that it ought to be. Or what you think I ought to say. I'm not going to say what you think I ought to say. I want to get no clarity on what I preach, because I don't ask brothers when they preach to come to me and they give me, and I give them clarity. I won't do that, brothers. I mean that. Don't forget even the message. I thought about that when I left the message that Pastor Graham preached. They were men of my equal. Who were men of my equal? Every brother that I fellowship with. And if you don't understand a thing, you just pray. And he will open your understanding. Now don't try to pollute someone else. Don't try to persuade someone else. I'm warning you, brothers. I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's Deacon Benny, Brother Ray. I don't care if it's Elder Martin. I don't care if it's Brother Wendell. I mean that. I said to Brother James, just pray, brother. That's what you do. He won't lead us wrong. He said, when thou prayest, pray our Father, which art in heaven. I believe that. And then he goes a little farther. He said, hallowed be thy name. Does that mean the authority of his name? No, he has a hallowed name. He said, I pray our Father, which art in heaven. And not only is he in heaven, but he said, hallowed, holy and sacred is thy name. Now we can be gullible all we want to and say that means his authority or the virtues of his character. That is not what he means. It means just what Yahshua said. His name is hallowed. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. The word of Yahweh. Paul, a servant, I want you to hear this, Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a servant, do you hear that? Of Yahshua, Messiah. I know what it says, Jesus Christ, doesn't it? But he identified whom he is a servant of. He said, call to be an apostle, separated unto this divine knowledge of, or the gospel of, Yahweh. He said, which he hath promised afore by the prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his son Yahshua Messiah, our Master Redeemer, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Well, what was his purpose? He said, and declared to be the son of Yahweh with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Now that was his power, to declare that he was the son of Yahweh. Not just God. Not just a God, but he was the son of a specific one. And he was the son of Yahweh. And he declared himself to be a son of Yahweh by the power of the resurrection from the grave. That is his power, to declare to be the son now. He declared himself to be the son with that anointing and that power. Now Paul goes on to say in 1 Corinthians, I will go straight down. You could just turn from one book to the other. That's why I have them printed out like this. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 1. Paul called to be an apostle of Yahshua Messiah through, now, he tells you how, through the will of Yahweh. Now that's how he was called to be an apostle, through the will of the Father, and Suthides, our brother, he says, unto the saints of Yahweh which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Messiah Yahshua, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Yahshua Messiah, our Master, both theirs and ours. He says, grace be unto you. Look what he says now. He said, grace be unto you from Yahweh our Father, and he puts a conjunction there, and from Lord, from Yahshua Messiah. He said, grace and peace not only from the Father, but from the Son. Grace and peace from Yahweh, that's what he says, and with a conjunction, and from Yahshua the Messiah. They knew of the Father and the Son. And nowhere in the writings of Paul or any of the epistles were they denied one or the other. Nowhere. I will show us as we go. He says in verse 4, this is what he says now. Well, that's Yahshua. No, he says this. I thank my Yahweh always on your behalf, for the grace of Yahweh, the grace of the Father, which was given you by. Now, that's how grace came. He said it was given you by Yahshua the Messiah. That's how it came. He said, I thank my Father. That's what he said. I thank Yahweh. I bless Yahweh. I thank him. I thank Yahweh for that grace that has come by Yahshua the Messiah. He said, that's how grace came. Yahweh sent his grace in that body of Yahshua. That's how the grace of Yahweh came. You can't have grace without the Father. Because the Father sent grace through that body of Yahshua. And that's what these traditional doctrines have done. Can I say, tell you something, saints? I'm not trying to destroy our faith. If I read you all some of the things, even what they say about the King James rendition, it would destroy the faith of many. And if I printed out the thousands of what they call errors, it would absorb us. I'm not concerned about those things. Yahshua is the Spirit of truth. And he came in his Father's name. And Almighty Yahweh is truth. He said, I thank my Yahweh. It says in that rendition, I thank my God. Well, who was Paul's God? Was it Buddha? Was it some pagan? Was it Belial? He shall thank my Yahweh. Those saints knew who he was talking about. Those saints of Corinth, he was writing unto the saints. They knew who he was talking about. It is just our traditions. We've been raised in a way, saints. And it's very difficult to break that. And so everything that we question Yahweh about is based upon the things that we have learned in our traditional ways. You draw us away from the faith. I'm drawn to draw us to the faith. Scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. And then I want to go to Hebrews, but I'm coming back in the order. Hebrews 1. 2 Corinthians 1 and 1 first. You know, it's one thing that you either for him or against him. You either for the man of Yahweh or you're against it. No middle ground. Either love you or despise you. You're either my brother, you're my enemy. There are no happy medium. And if we love him, we will do what he says. But I'm going to restore the majesty and the power of his name. I'm going to redeem the time in that. You know, it's one thing that Brother Lee Smith said, I don't see why it's so difficult for the people because it's so simple to understand. That's the problem of our mind. We don't have the simple minds anymore. And he preserved the simple believe in all things. Why? Because he preserved them. It's not a detriment to the simple's mentality. Not at all. Not one bit. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, by the will of God, by the will of Yahweh, and Timothy our brother, unto those saints of Yahweh which are at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia. Look what he says now. He says, grace be unto you and peace from Yahweh our Father. And that was the father of Yahshua. He was the son of Yahweh. So he said, grace and peace be unto you from Yahweh our Father. And the conjunction again. And from Yahshua Messiah. He hasn't denounced one in all the epistles that I've read. And not one that he segregate them. Because if the spirit of Yahshua is in you, then the spirit of Yahweh is in you. Look what he says in verse 3. He says, bless. Why we don't want to bless Yahweh? The mindset of our theology. He said, bless. Be. What it says in your text. God. He said, bless be Yahweh. So is Yahshua the Father, even the Father now, of Yahshua the Messiah. He said, bless Yahweh. That's what he said. It says, bless God, even the Father of Jesus Christ. Now, how can we bless Ray for being Ray Jr.'s father unless we say we bless Ray, even the father of Ray Jr.? So he said, bless Yahweh. They have eradicated that out of the church. And they have supplanted it with titles as Lord and God. And it was never that way. Blessed be Yahweh, even now, the Father of Yahshua Messiah. And he said, the Father of mercies and Yahweh of all comfort. He is the Father of mercies. And he is the Elohim of all mercies. He did not denounce the Father nor the Son. For the spirit of Yahshua was in Paul. And there is no way he could denounce the Father. Because if there's no Father, then Yahshua has no divine true witness. The witness of man means nothing. His witness is one of the heavens. And is from the Father. Hebrews 1. Listen to this. And then I'll go back. Hebrews chapter 1. Verse 1. He said, Yahweh, who at sundry times and diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. That's how he spoke unto the fathers of faith by prophets. Hath in these last days, now who is he talking about speaking? Yahweh in sundry times. He spoke unto the prophets of the fathers by the prophets. And now he said, and hath in these last days spoken to us by his son. Now Yahweh is still speaking, but he is still speaking by his son. When all of this is finished, even Yahshua himself is going to submit unto the Father. But it's all finished. Who hath appointed heirs of all things, by whom he made the worlds. Verse 3. Yahshua now, who being in the brightness of his glory, and in the express image of his person. Now there are those who will debate that. Even the rendition of the King James. I'm not concerned with that. I know that it is the spirit of truth because it leads us to Yahshua the Messiah. The hope of Israel. And Yahweh speaks unto his people by his son. And he upholded all things by the word of his power. This is what he says now. When he had by himself purged our sins. Yahshua purged our sins. Shed down. On the right hand of the majesty on high. So he sat down on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for us unto the Father. Now does he make intercessions for us, or is the scripture right or wrong? He makes intercessions for us on the right hand of the Father. I go back to Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. It says, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man. Do you hear that? Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Yahshua Messiah, and Yahweh the Father, who raised him from the dead. What has happened? The Trinitarians has construed this. The oneness has polluted it. I read that again. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Yahshua Messiah, and the conjunction is there, and Yahweh the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me, unto the saints of Galatia. He says this in verse 3. He said, grace now be to you. Now the grace to them. Look at what Paul says. Grace be to you and peace from Yahweh the Father and from Yahshua Messiah. He said, the grace of Almighty Yahweh, because the Spirit of Yahshua is the power of Yahweh's grace. We have the Spirit of Yahshua in us, saints, today. And that is the grace, that is the power of Yahweh's grace. Grace came by Him. Our doctrines and our traditions have warped our minds and our spirits. That's why Yahweh is going to have to bring us down to a fire, in a fire furnace. Verse 4, he said, Yahshua, who gave himself for our sins, that he might, listen to this now, Paul, they knew the Father and Son. He said, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Yahshua gave himself, listen, for our sins, for the purpose to deliver us from this present evil world. He says, how? Or what was the purpose? According, prescribed, mandated, according to the will of Yahweh, our Father. It says in your rendition, according to God, our Father. So it was according to the will of the Father that the Son came. And Yahweh was that person or a piece in that body to express His will and His purpose for man. Nowhere Paul made a differentiation. He showed the power, the strength of that testimony. Three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And you can't diminish that record or bear the witness. You can't diminish it. Yahshua came to glorify the Father. And we are here to glorify Yahshua. And in that, the Holy Ghost gives us unction and understanding to glorify Him. Because all glory is unto the Father. Doesn't mean there's three gods. They have one witness. There's one Elohim. Just one. That's all right. That's all right. The scripture says in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Glory. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, by the will of Yahweh, to the saints which are at Ephesus. How profoundly make sure that that is pressed in the scriptures. How profoundly Paul in his writing, Paul, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, by the will of Yahweh, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in now Yahshua Messiah. He said, grace be to you, and peace from Yahweh, speaking to his heart by the Spirit of Yahshua. That's the truth. You can take it, fight. You can dispel it. If that's the case, then none of the scriptures are true. You got to throw all away. Grace be to you and peace from Yahweh our Father and from Yahshua the Messiah. That's what he said. That's where he said grace and peace from Yahweh. For it is the Spirit of Yahshua in you that gives you strength and that grace and that peace of the Father. He says in verse 3, blessed be Yahweh now. It says God, but he has a name, sister. Blessed be Yahweh and Father of our Messiah, Yahshua, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Messiah. We in Messiah, Yahshua, that the Father bless us with all spiritual blessings. Our minds are not truly in him. Our minds in the world. We truly get in him. The Father will bless us with all spiritual blessings. He said, who bless us with all spiritual blessings in Yahshua, Messiah. He says this, according as he has chosen us in him. That's us, isn't it? We're saints, right? Saved. Now he has chosen us in him. He's talking to saints, isn't he? He said, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. Yahweh's election is sure. We have taken that very elect, and they have written doctrines on that. When Yahweh elects us, we are his elect. Don't tell me Adam and Eve were not Yahweh's elect. He made them first. And even subject the creature to vanity. The creature was made subject to vanity. And yet when Satan began to speak with his sorority, he deceived her heart. And she ate of the thing that she shouldn't have. And we eat of things that we should not eat of all the time. That's why we grow slothful and lazy and sinful. If a man thinks highly of himself, and we think that way, we have already deceived ourselves. You're already deceived. That's why we have to be careful. We have to be watchful, sober, vigilant, diligent. He says this, verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. Yahweh had now. And the way he adopted us and made us son by Yahshua Messiah to himself. According to the good pleasure of his will. That he purchased us through the blood of Yahshua for the good pleasure of his will. And the apostles, they knew the Father. And the Father dwelt in the heavens, and he sent his Son to break the power of sin and the yoke of darkness over us. That's why Paul blessed Yahweh for the precious gift of Yahshua the Lamb. I thank Yahweh. Paul said, I thank Yahweh, having you in remembrance of my prayers always. And the only way I can thank him, because I know the Spirit of Yahshua in me. And it causes me to bless my Heavenly Father. Philippians. Chapter 1. Verse 1. These men knew Yahweh. And they knew that Yahshua was a divine express person, an image of the Father. Philippians chapter 1 verse 1. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Yahshua Messiah, to all the saints in Messiah Yahshua, which are at Philippi. He said, with bishops and deacons. He says, grace be unto you and peace from. I'm telling you where it's coming from, saints, as Paul said it. I'm not going to wrestle with that. We can take most of the doctrines are built on one scripture, and they construe that. Twist it. Because of disputing. What do you always do? What are you trying to preach? Disunity. I'm trying to bring us to the oneness of mind, saints. I don't want no disunity with my brothers. And that's why, brothers, behooves you to be quiet and not to create disunity. I remember when I first made reference to this in the dining hall, I knew some of the expressions. And yet it was word that got back to me. Someone said to Mother Miller, well, his name is Distill. And Mother Miller, which was a wise response, don't frown, Mama. She said, let us hear the whole matter. Let us hear what the preacher says first. Let us wait and see what he got to say. Let us see what he says first. I said, that's very wise. She said, just let us hear what he has to say. Now, just hear what he has to say. Just wait. Let us just hear. So let us hear the whole conclusion of the matter, all right? We've heard part of the matter. Let us hear the conclusion. You can take anything to disprove me. It doesn't prove him wrong because his name is still Yahweh. Even in this text, the scripture I use, they make note in there. They say, well, we're not sure if this is that or this is that. And yet, even in the King James edition, the proponents of that, they would tell you over and over again that there are many things that ought not, what they say, ought to be in there. But we know the Spirit of truth. We are the sons of Yahweh because Yahshua the Messiah is the Spirit of truth. Because Yahweh said, this is my Son, and whom I am well pleased in. He was the express power of Yahweh. And some of you brothers don't realize what things you say and how you may devastate the hearts of others. It's best to be quiet. Study to be quiet. And work with your own hands. That's what you need to do. Just study to be quiet. Paul says, verse 2, grace be to you and peace from Yahweh our Father and from Yahshua the Messiah. He says in verse 3, I thank my God, is what it says, isn't it? Who is his God? He said, I thank my Yahweh upon every remembrance of you. You have always walked around here and said, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I remember Pastor Dow calling me sometime. He was infuriated. He said, Pastor Roberts, I'm sick of these people. And that's what he said. I just got on Dave French saying, God bless you, God bless you. And I said to him, what God? And Dave French said, you're right, Pastor. He said, the Lord Jesus Christ bless you. Now, if you don't say it that way with him, you don't even say it right. Paul said, I thank Yahweh. I like to say it like that. I thank Yahweh. In remembrance of Yahshua, the Messiah. He shall thank Yahweh upon every remembrance of you. He shall thank my Father. Every father has a name. Even the fathers of faith, Abraham and those men had names. Yahweh has never done away with that. It was only his name was never transliterated like it should have. They transliterated all of them, whereby you get the same sounds. Joseph, Joseph. Israel, Israel. They did it to all. Satan, Satan. That's the truth. You saints, You always allow me through the power and the anointing of His Son, Yahshua, to bring us to a place. He's not going to allow me to lead you wrong. He's not. I've been faithful. I've been very faithful. And I'm not going to. I was talking to Mr. Fleming yesterday. I said, Mr. Fleming, if I left this place, what do you think would happen? He said, this is what this man said. He would say, well, go down like that. He said, it wouldn't last long. I know it, preacher. Because he's sensing, he has an understanding of even what the Father has done here. And so we can bless the Father because we know it has been done by the Spirit of Yahshua, the Son that dwells in us. Colossians 1 and 1. I am going to finish. And I'm going to take my time. Colossians, are not these Paul's epistles? They were written in Greek. I believe he said Yahweh in Greek. Even the components that, the distractions of that, how they debate that. We know the truth because we're free from their doctrines, their traditions, the powers to bind us. We're free from that. He said, I am. Colossians chapter 1 verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, by the will of Yahweh, and Timothy as our brother. Why? Something is strange here. Why will Paul continue to reiterate that? And the scriptures continue to reiterate that? Because he was driven by the power of Yahweh's Spirit. Yahshua, you can't testify. He said, you can't testify me unless you acknowledge the Father. You show the one that say to the Trinitarian, you got three gods, and they all are twisted in their logic and their spiritual thinkings. And yet the very oneness will say that, well, His name is just one. And yet if you say the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they will argue that's His name. And they will tell you those are titles. That's why you got so much twist up theology today. This ain't hard to understand. This simple right here. You can debate it and try to twist it. Paul says in verse 2, to the saints. Listen to this now. Listen. He said, to what the saints and the faithful brethren in now, they are in the Messiah, which are at Colossae. Grace be to you and peace from Yahweh our Father, Yahshua the Messiah. He said grace, the grace of Yahweh from the Father and from Yahshua the Messiah. This is all King James text I'm reading. I'm simply putting the proper enunciation of the Father and the Son in His proper place. That's what I'm doing. And I say to you all, don't get dignified in your spirit, not one of you. It's no time to play. No smirkiness about you. He says in verse 4, I bless you always for truth. It makes me free from all expectation of men. And we have not arrived yet whereby we don't need a brother. You know, our testimonies, we say we need one another. And then we say we don't need anyone. What folly. We need the saints. I need brethren. And I need sisters too. I do. I know the simplicity of the truth. I preached these years and I've never tried to complicate it. Never tried to preach something that couldn't reach the hearts of the people. It's simple. This ain't hard. He came to bring witness of His Father because the one is Father has sent the witness of His Son. Verse 4, He said, since we heard of your faith in Messiah Yahshua, and of the love which ye have for all the saints, for the hope, listen now, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye have heard before in the word of truth and of this gospel. You have heard about this hope. Where have they heard about that? Unless it was in the old text. They had to hear of the old text. They had to read it in order to know of the hope that was in the truth or the divine revelation of this truth. And many of those saints probably, in these letters, many of them had died before they even read those letters in Colossians or Ephesus. 1 Thessalonians. I believe that the Father put enough emphasis on it to be said. It is settled. 1 Thessalonians 1. Paul. Just the next book over. You all don't have to be turning pages that fast. Paul. Listen. Paul. And Silvanus. Listen. And Timotheus. He said unto the saints of Thessalonica. Thessalonians. Which is in. Now listen what he says. Which is now. In. Which is in. Yahweh the Father. And. In. Yeshua the Messiah. He said to the saints that are in. Yahweh. And in Yahshua the Messiah. For if they are in the spirit of Yahshua, they are in the Yahweh the Father. He said, grace be unto you and peace. What it says in that rendition? It says what? God what? I read it. Yahweh, our Father. And what it says after that? And Yahshua, the Messiah. Grace and peace be unto you from Yahweh our Father. And from Yahshua the Messiah. We give thanks unto Yahweh the Father. And in Yahshua. We give thanks. He said, you are saints that are in Yahweh the Father. And you can't deny them. Because their witness is the same. You have the witness of Yahshua. You have the witness of the Father. You can't have the witness of the Father without the witness of Yahshua. And if you don't have Yahshua, you have not the witness of the Father. And if you have Yahshua, you have the witness of the Father. Can't be any other way. That's the only way. Saints. He says in verse 3, in verse 2, he said, we give thanks to Yahweh always. That's what he said. He says, we give thanks to God always, doesn't it? But he said, we give thanks to Yahweh always for you, making mention of you in our prayer. And pray like this, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed, holy is thy name. So they got on their knees and said, Father, I bless you and I thank you. Yahweh, your name is blessed. I pray for the saints at Thessalonica. Even in your testimonies. First of all, I want to thank God for His Son, Jesus. Amen. That's how we've already said. Bless Him for the bishop. Bless Him for the pastor. Well, you all here haven't really testified like that because I want to let you do that part. That's how you already always testify. I want to thank God for His Son, Jesus. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for Jesus. I thank. That's how we always say. God bless you. I like you always. I like that you always bless you. You always. In the powerful name of Yahshua the Lamb. He said, we give thanks to Yahweh always for you, making mention of you in our prayers. He said, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience. Listen to this. I want you to hear this. And your patience of hope. In now, that's where our hope is in, in Yahshua the Messiah, in the sight of Yahweh and our Father. He said, you have hope in Yahshua because he is the power of this great hope, because Yahweh has put his word and his life in that body. And in that body, because we believe in the power of it, we have hope. It's the power of our hope, but it's in the sight of the Father. He sits on, look low. I bless Yahweh for Yahshua making intercessions for me. He said something like, majesty, making intercessions. Sure. He says this now. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of Yahweh, that you're called to be saints. That's our election. Amen. We've been elected to be saints. Amen. We are the very. And when Yahweh does something, it is very precise. Amen. It's a very act and a very deed of his. Amen. By his immutability, the scripture says that Yahweh cannot lie. Amen. God cannot lie. Amen. Yahweh cannot lie. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 1. Second, Paul, and Silvanus, and Timotheus, unto the saints of Thessalonica, in, look at this, he says, in Yahweh our Father, and Yahshua the Messiah. Grace unto you and peace from Yahweh our Father and Yahshua the Messiah. We are bound, look what he says, we are bound to thank Yahweh always for you, brethren. As it is meet, because that your faith grow exceedingly and your charity of every one of you toward each other aboundeth. And we thank Yahweh for one another. Why? Because we know the victory and the power is through the Son. He has sent him to be our hope. And so we thank him for that. You don't disannul him. That's why you get to thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I bless you, God. I thank you. You got them that pray, oh, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You folks got so much twisted doctrine. Amen. Well, you're saved by the Holy Ghost. That's not what the scripture says. They got all this twisted mess. Amen. And you can take any scripture and make it or shape it in the way you want to. That's why men pervert the truth. That's what Paul knew would happen when he left Ephesus. Amen. He knew the men were going to do that. Amen. He knew the wolves would arise in the grievous ones. And they were going to twist the scriptures and pervert many. Verse 3. We are bound to thank Yahweh always for you, brethren, as is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you toward each other abound. Now that's what ought to abound. We truly know the divine power of Yahweh. Love ought to abound, saints, toward one another. Such hypocrisy, even amongst this people here. You're full of your sins, your rebelliousness, your corruption, your pride. You don't want to confess your sins unto the Father and denounce them. You let things creep into your hearts. Watch dissension, dividing and separation. And in this hour, if there's anything that needs to abound, is the unity of the brethren of faith. You will charge the man of Yahweh foolishly. I may say this to all of you all. When I said to Brother Kevin, I did righteously by you, son. Did I, son, stand up? You think I would treat a black man any different than the way I treated you? You think I'm fair in what I do, son? If that had been a black man, did that to Brother Dave? I wasn't wrong what I said to you, son. These hypocrites will talk. If that had been a Negro, a white boy, then they ain't no different. A Mexican boy, a Jew. They did the same. And it caused this man to realize what was in his heart. And these fools that think like that, they could care less about your soul. Look at who the man is. If he's white or black. I say the same. Bless you, brother. You sit down. I didn't do him wrong. Strength to his heart, you fools. You perverters, what you are. The things that you charge other brothers with, it's the spirit of hell. That's why you accuse us. But the brothers are this way, the brothers know it's because you're that way. If you get the beam out of your eye, You can see clearly. Your problem is you got a beam and you don't have the moat. You get the beam, you can see clearly how to get the motor out of that brother's eye. And so, brother, I got the beam. No, it wasn't a black brother that told me what happened. It was a brother. Of course, his skin color was Caucasian. But that doesn't mean a nickel worth of rat's piss to me. And I didn't immediately get up and respond. I waited. Because I wanted the situation to be settled. I didn't respond immediately, son. I waited there a while. I didn't jump up. I waited there. But it was right for that brother to tell me. Oh, if it had been Brother Dolphus, I know he's a man like me. But I may would have put that inside his head. Yeah. The truth. Well, Brother Joseph said to Brother Dave the other day, I said, Joe, if you ever say that to him, don't look at me funny like that, Joe. You call a brother that a filthy liar? Brother Dave is an older brother. Amen. Brother Dave used to come to me and say, Pastor Bishop, I said, Brother Dave, I understand. I know what Bishop is doing. I said, Brother Dave, it will give you strength. It'll make you strong. I said, you bear the infirmities of the old man. Don't worry about it, brother. Remember one day Brother Dave came to me crying. I said, Brother Dave, Bishop said something to him. I said, Brother Dave, I said, you're not that. Did I not tell you that? I said, you're not that, brother. No, I didn't go rebuke the old man and reprove him. No. But I spoke to the effect that Bishop knew what I was talking about. I said, you're not that, Brother Dave. Brother Dave was very remorseful. His heart was heavy. I said, Brother Dave, you're not that way. Don't worry about it. I said, yes, sir. Bishop in his frustration, I said, don't worry about it. He's an old man. And Brother Dave said to me today as well, he said, Pastor Roberts, I recall what you said to me. He said, it really did help me. Help my stubborn ways. Help things about me. He said, it did, Pastor Robert. It did. I believe all things work for the good of them that love your way. Paul says in the fourth verse, 2 Thessalonians, so that we ourselves glory in the assembly of Yahweh for your patience and faith and all your persecution and tribulation that ye endure. 1 Timothy chapter 1. I like this verse here. I'm not against Brother Kevin. I love him as my son. But he will never do that. I will say that again. And I don't take back nothing I said. Master, tell us the great commandments. What should we do? To love Almighty Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and all your strength, and to love your neighbor even as thyself. Upon them hinge all the laws of the prophets. Yeah, everything the prophet says hinge upon that, saints. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah. How did you become an apostle? He said, by the commandment of Yahweh, our Savior. Now see, even that would screw the minds of many folks right there. But that's what he says. It says in that rendition, by God, our Savior. But Yahweh is our Savior. Because he said a testimony to save us. And that testimony is his Son. He say, and now, Yahweh is our Savior, and Yahshua Messiah, which now, see, our salvation hinges upon the hope of Yahshua being this profound act of Yahweh. He said, Yahshua, which is our hope. We have hope in him because in that hope we have salvation through the Father. Because we hope in Yahshua. He said unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace. Again now, from. And when something is from someone, it has been given if I say, David, you're going to see Jeff. Take this from me, Pastor Roberts. So he says, from to Timothy, my son of the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from Yahweh, our Father, and Yahshua, Messiah, our hope
And that's what it should be. For Yahshua is our hope, saints. Yahweh did a profound thing in that word. It expressed His power, His glory, His personality. We've been taking on paths of our doctrines and things that has really crippled us. We all are guilty of that one. Say what you want to. You can say, not me, but you have been. 2 Timothy 1 and 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua, Messiah, by the will. You understand that he said by the will? Do we understand the will of Yahweh? He said by the will, the express purpose of Yahweh, according to the promise of, he said, according to the promise of life which is in Yahshua Messiah. He said the promise of life is in Yahshua. And the promise came from the Father in that body of Yahshua. And that's where the promise came from, the Father. But the promise of life is in the body. And we're in the body of Yahshua the Messiah. For in Him dwell the fullness. The testimony is true. There's no doubt. To Timothy, my beloved, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from Yahweh the Father and Yahshua Messiah. Paul continuously, for he knew the Father and he knew the works of Yahweh because they were written. That's why Satan said, if thou be the Son. He knew the name and he knew the power of protection in that name. If you be the Son of Yahweh, then cast yourself down. He knew Psalms. That's why he pulled it from that, because he knew how David extolled the Father. Paul says in verse 3, look what he says. You could put Yahshua there. I would put the proper. He said, I thank Yahweh, whom I served from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayer night and day. Philemon. 1 and 1. I don't feel no ways tired. Philemon. I like this part what Paul says here, because he knew what Philemon was. He was a prisoner too. He had a master. Look what Paul says. He said, Paul, a prisoner of Yahshua Messiah, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow labor. He said, unto our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldiers, and to the saints in thine house. That's a little gathering there. He says, I want to tell you, saints, as you gather, grace to you and peace from Yahweh, our Father, and Yahshua, Messiah. He said, I thank Yahweh, making mention of thee always in my prayer. He says, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward Yahshua and toward all saints. He said, you believe the truth that this was the power of Yahweh in that body. You show love toward this strength and this knowledge of Yahshua. He says, so I thank Yahweh for that, that you believe that truth. I bless the Father that you have the ability to receive it and hear it. Just a few of you all gathered in the house there, saints of the Most High. He said, I bless the Father for that. I hear of your faith and your confidence in Yahshua Messiah, how you trust Him. Titus chapter 1. Bless you, Father. Paul, a servant of Yahweh. That's what he says. You say that's Yahshua. Okay, I'll put that there. Paul, a servant. I know what it says in that rendition. And you know what you will read it as too. What does it say? Paul, what? of who? I know what you would say, all right. I'll put it this way. Paul, a servant of Yahshua, and an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, according to the faith of Yahshua's elect. But he says God's elect. And the acknowledging of truth which is after holiness, purity, really what that should be. Now read it the proper way. Paul, a servant of Yahweh, and an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, according to the faith of Yahweh's elect. We are his elect, saints. And that's the very fact of it. We are just simply Yahweh's elect. Those ones that he has very chosen, that if it was possible, that those that Yahweh has elected, if it was possible, then Satan could deceive the very elect. Well, what Yahweh, Satan is not going to deceive us, saints. It is our own hearts that deceive us. We're not ignorant concerning the devices of Satan. We know what we have to do to that. The scripture says, tell us to submit ourselves unto Almighty Yahweh. Resist the devil, and he will flee. So he won't be able to deceive us. If there's anything your own heart deceive you. You do things that you think they're absolutely right, and they're full of sin and corruption, and yet there's no repentance in your heart. You go about your slothful thinking and your corrupt mind, and you think it's all right to do that. It's not all right. It's wrong. The only thing Satan has to do is leave you alone, really. You're a mess of destruction. That's what we are. All you got to do is leave us alone. We will destroy this place. Begin to bite and devour one another, strapping and fighting for nothing. I said to my wife, I think about Mother Smith's death. What did the old woman have? Nothing. I didn't want anything. I said, don't bring that trash here. Bring your old clothes there for what? She can't wear it. Don't bring it here. When I die, if she goes with me, burn everything. Take it and throw it in a big pile. We are ignorant people. I said, you get that mess out of here. Did you just leave it out there? But Tasha wanted that. The thing to start furniture for a house. Well, don't worry about that. Come time for her to start a house, you'll have what you need. Don't worry about all that old trash. Ain't nothing. I bless you all with it. Mother Smith didn't have nothing. I sat there and I looked at her and my heart rejoiced. I said, because she ain't got nothing, Father. Ain't nothing to leave behind. I rejoice on that. She didn't have no fine clothes. Trash and trinkets. Well, you took some of Bishop. The only thing I took was Bishop Bain's old living Bible. I didn't want the other mess. She's taken. They didn't have nothing. Bishop didn't have a thing. And if you die, I don't want nothing you got. You ain't got nothing. Nothing. But even Satan will use something like that to twist your mind, Saints, over some trash. That's the truth. You sit here. Verse 2, he said, in hope of eternal life, which Yahweh, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. So the hope of eternal life was promised before the world began. So Yahweh cannot lie. That is who he was talking about. But have in due time, listen to this, manifest his word now through preaching. Who is committed unto me according, what does it say in that scripture? According to the commandment of what? Who? That's what it says. God our Savior. According to Yahweh our Savior. Our hope is in Yahshua. And because we hope we're saved, that's where our salvation is, because there's a hope of salvation. Yahweh gave us his salvation in that body of Yahshua.